Hello! Happy New Year, my people! Yay! I am so glad you and I made it to 2023! Wow, 2022 was really amazing, but the good, the bad, and the ugly happened. Yes, but we can't help but be grateful to God for His mercies, His protection, His provision, and all the goodies we enjoyed last year. And then we're still trusting Him to do more for us this year, right? Okay, so 2023 is here. What are your plans? Just me, what are your plans? I trust you have made some plans on how your year is going to be. Some people want to get married this year. Some people want to travel abroad this year. Some people want to change jobs. Some people want to start a business. I know you must have one thing or the other you would want to achieve this year. And I also trust some set of people have also made some resolutions concerning the new year. That's 2023. Okay, some people have made some decisions not to live the kind of lives, the bad lives rather, they lived last year. Some people have also made up their minds not to go back to their old ways. They want to turn a new leaf in 2023, and so many other beautiful resolutions you must have made. Believe me, very amazing. They are all very, very, very amazing. Of course, you should have plans. You should have plans for yourself this year. And also, you should have plans not to continue in some of the old ways, which is the normal thing when we're entering the new year. But there is something I am here to tell you. Okay? You want to hear that, right? I'll be right back. Okay, so welcome back. Alright, like I was saying previously, I know majority of us have written down some of the things we would want to achieve or actualize in the year 2023. We have sat down to write and write and write some of the things we would want to achieve this year. Believe me, it is a very good step. You are doing a great job, or you have done a great job, yes. But please, I would also want to advise that as you're sitting down to write some of those goals and some of those things you would want to achieve this year, you should also sit down to take stock and count the cost of what to do and what not to do in order to achieve or to actualize those goals you have written down. Yes, you should sit down. What are the things I need to do in order to put those things in motion? Yes, you know, when we're growing up, whenever New Year is coming like this, we always write some of those things down. This year we want to do this. This year we want to do this. This year we want to do this. And then, pour me. Once I'm done writing and then the New Year comes and I go to church, I present it to God. And then I think that was where I was getting it all wrong. Because presenting it to God is not just enough. You need to put in extra effort. There is a quota where you need to contribute something to make sure those things you have written down comes to pass. Yes, you don't just sit down and then after presenting it to God, you just sit down, fold your arms, and then wait for it to fall from the sky. No. So that is where we are getting it all wrong. Yes, it's good to write, it's good to present them to God, it's good to pray about them, but there is a side. There is something you yourself need to do in order to make those things come to fulfillment. Okay, so one of the first things, the major things, the most important thing you need to do is, first, please involve God. Like I said previously, make sure you carry Him along in all your endeavors this year. Did you hear what I said? Should I repeat myself? Involve God. And when we talk about involving God, we don't just mean going to church and praying. Do you understand? every day of your life, make sure you are connected to God. Before you leave your house every morning, make sure you talk to God. Let the Lord direct your path. Let Him align your steps to meet with opportunities, to position you with the right set of people who will help those things you've written down come to fruition. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So please involve God and make sure you carry Him along in all you do this year. See, it is good enough to make plans, but it is not good enough for you to make those plans and go and sit down and be complacent about it. You need a stronger backing. You need a stronger backing that will enable you to achieve and to actualize every plan it is you have written down. Yes, a lot of us make New Year resolutions. I won't do this this year. I am not going to go back to this kind of life this year. But my dear, my sister, my brother, some of us, after making those resolutions, it will not even be up to 1 month, just the last week in January, you find yourself doing those things again. Some of us, even after 1 week of making the New Year resolutions, you will find yourself doing those things over and over again to tell you that you are still human, you are wearing flesh, and you need a stronger backup. Do you understand? A stronger backup, someone who will be there for you to assist you, a stronger person, and that is only God. So please carry God along in all you are going to do this year. Okay, partner with him. I don't know how you're going to do that, but I think prayer works magic. Studying the Bible works magic. I don't know what works for you, but prayers, studying the Bible, and determining within yourself to try your possible best to live holy and righteously, and then leave the rest for God. Okay. There is this set of people that will also say, I have made my plans. I have a business plan. I have a career plan. I'm planning to get a skill. I wish to achieve this. Then, but you are feeling that you do not have the necessary materials, or you do not have the necessary prerequisites to start up whatever you have in mind to start up. I get you. I've been there, okay? I have been there. But there is something you need to do. And that thing is finding out what you can do at that particular time. Do you understand? There are some skills you do not even need to pay much to get. There are some businesses you don't even need much to start up. Do you understand? You can start from somewhere, no matter how little. Start doing them little by little. You can save up. That's for those who do not have helpers, because some certain people have helpers. Even if you want to learn a skill today and they are saying you should pay 100k or 50k, you have someone to give it to you. But for those who do not even have anywhere to get it from, you can start somewhere. You can start by saving. Yes, saving is also a step, a very good one at that. You can start by saving up. Yes, you can give yourself a duration. I say so and so time, I can be able to save this amount. So whenever you get money from friends or someone gifts you or something, you already have something to save from whatever they've given to you. You can also start up a little business. I'm talking about, okay, let me say those in school. There are some little businesses you can start up just to save up. Do you understand? Or maybe you're not in school. There are some little things you can be doing. Some things around you can be doing, no matter how. One thing about us in this part of the country is that we do not, some people who are proud, they feel that this set of businesses or this set of skills or something like this is not something that someone like me can do. See, let me tell you, there is no big man in the jungle. We all go in there and we hustle it. Do you understand? So no matter how dirty you feel it is, but you know that this kind of thing, when I am doing it, at least I can be seeing food on the chop. And from there I can also be saving something, no matter how small it is. Okay, and when you save up something little, then you can launch into that particular big skill. What you learn, what about that? And as you're learning it, as you're learning it, you can also still be doing something and be saving up too. You cannot just be learning a skill and you fold your arms. You can be learning a skill and pick up a little thing you can be doing just to be feeding yourself and also to be saving up. Because once you're done learning that skill, believe me, you would need to start up. And then with the little you have at hand, you can start up whatsoever you feel you've learned and you want to start up. Do you understand? So please start small. It is not enough to make New Year resolutions. It is not enough to make plans or to set goals. Pursue those goals. Start immediately. This is January. Start immediately. Look for something little you can engage in. Look for something little you can do just to save up capital and then launch into that big thing you would want to do. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about before I go is, please run away from those things or those people that dragged you backwards last year. You know, some of those things or those people you mingled with last year that never added anything to your life. Please stay away from them. Sit down and think. If it warrants you to change your circle of friends, please do so. Do so and do that fast. Those friends you know you did that didn't add anything to your life, anything good to your life, instead they subtracted from you by luring you into the things you later regretted doing. Please stay away from them this year. You need to go far. You need to start thinking and reasoning like a responsible person. So you shouldn't afford to still be found with some set of people that dragged you back the previous year. You need to launch out and seek for relationships, seek for friendships that would add to you, not subtract from you. Okay, so try to invest in good quality relationships and friendships. You can pray to God about it. It worked for me. Father, give me some set of friends that will help me become who you would want me to be, and take those toxic friends away from me. See, it really works. That's why I said prayers work magic. Okay, so stay away from toxic people who make you feel less of yourself. Stay away from them. Yes, stay away from them, and then try to make God your best friend. God is the best friend anyone can have before you can even count on people here on earth as your friends. God should be your best friend. So please invest in good quality friendships and relationships, and then look for people, good friends who can invest in you, and then also look for people you are better than, who you can invest in. One thing about us is that we always like to gain without giving out what we have gained. There are some people in need of what you have. Even if you are in need of some people to give to you, there are some people who need the little you have. So look for them and be a blessing to them. Thank you. Okay, so I will be wrapping it up here. Yes, as usual, Nazum Eagle Special Podcast is wishing you a happy and a beautiful and a prosperous new year. I am praying that this year is going to be the best for us. Yes, this year God is going to elevate us in leaps and bounds. This year He is going to connect us, give us connections that will wow us and take us beyond our imaginations. I am praying that this year is going to be so fruitful and blessed for you all. I love you all. Thank you so much for engaging in this podcast. Okay, and anticipate for more. There is another sizzling one that will be dropping very soon. So if I were you, I go nowhere. I love you all. Have a beautiful day.